Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Former Congresswoman Nan Hayworth of New York's 18th District, how is the rerun against Sean Patrick Maloney going?
Oh, it's going great. We have tons of friends, and I'm delighted to spend my days and my hours with the folks here in the Hudson Valley, and it's a real privilege to hear their concerns. As a doctor, a mom, someone who's had my own small business and neighbor for nearly 30 years here, we're fighting the good fight together.
So, have you seen a poll?
Well, the last poll I saw was from the summer. I was a little bit ahead. And, the voter poll that was taken at the end of June for the Independence Party line gave me a real boost. That was wonderful. I won the Independence Party line primary versus Mr. Maloney and won it quite decisively. And, that's in line with the kind of sentiment we've been hearing from our friends and neighbors here.
So what are they saying about you? You're an arch conservative. You want to do away with Social Security, all that stuff. Is that true?
No, not in any sense, Alan. And there is this, this falsity, if you will, this falseness about these things. It just defies belief. I have been an advocate and a fighter for our seniors, for Social Security to remain secure for the future, for everybody who's going to rely on it, for Medicare. Alan is the only, I was very blessed, I'm the only woman who's also a doctor who was ever made a member of Congress. And in that position, I was actually put on a special committee of House leadership and Senate leadership to make sure that Medicare could be secured for the future, and we made a great move forward in 2012 to assure that, and I was an instrumental part of that. I'm a fighter for Medicare. I'm a fighter for Social Security. So there's just our friends and neighbors in the Hudson Valley know that. That's why I was able to win the Independence Party primary.
Now, what about Obamacare? Where are you on that now?
Well, Alan, the goals, and I've always said this, the goals of the Affordable Care Act, which, yes, some folks colloquially, including the president, call Obamacare, are the right goals. Everybody should have insurance they can afford. Everybody should have access to great care. In this country, no one should ever go bankrupt because they had a medical condition. That's just wrong. We know that. The question always is, how do you get there? And I do think this is the wrong law. Right idea, wrong law. There are a lot of negative consequences that we see every day in the Hudson Valley, that we see on Main Street, that we see with our middle class and our working families. And those are the folks I'm with every day. I was just meeting with some small business owners yesterday evening, actually, and hearing their concerns. And they all talk about the fact that the health insurance, among other issues, but those health insurance premiums, their access to affordable insurance as business people has changed for the worse. And they're very concerned. They're very concerned about being able to hold on to their employees. They'd like to be able to hire more. It's very hard with the mandates. Alan, last week, the National Federation of Independent Businesses endorsed me. And they're the Main Street businesses, the mom and pops. And they endorse me because I have consistently voted for them, for Main Street. And that's a very important thing. Jobs, the middle class, it starts on Main Street. And I have voted consistently to help them. Mr. Maloney has not.
When you say he has not, could you give us some specifics?
Sure. The National Federation of Independent Business actually keeps a scorecard of how you vote on these Main Street issues, how you vote on tax relief for our hardworking folks. How you vote on regulations that don't make sense, that burden us too much. My record with the NFIB was nearly 100%. When I was in the House of Representatives, it was 92%. Took one vote to allow project labor agreements at West Point because that's important for our local trade. So actually, my vote is 100% with our district. Mr. Maloney has voted 1 out of 3 times for Main Street on their scorecard. And it doesn't get more Main Street than the National Federation of Independent Business. So that's your jobs. That's the middle class. That's our working families. And I have voted with them every time.
So what, in fact, is the reason that somebody will go into a voting booth and vote for Nan Hayworth or for Sean Maloney?
Because they're going to be looking to see who's actually walked the walk. You know, who's actually voted for our citizens in the Hudson Valley. You can't be for jobs and vote against our small businesses and vote against Main Street. Folks know me. They see me. They talk with me. They know my heart. I've been endorsed by the National Federation of Independent Business, our local small businesses, for a reason. Same with the U.S. Chamber, Chamber of Commerce. You know, that's the other big voice.
Well, but no,
well, they've endorsed me, too.
Nan, no surprise there. They're a well-known backer of Republican candidates, aren't they?
Well, but there's a reason. You know, and the NFIB proves it out. Jobs, our middle class, our working families depend on relief from Washington. Mr. Maloney may talk Main Street, but he votes Washington and Wall Street. He empowers Washington and Wall Street.
Okay, now as long,
I empower our folks.
Okay, now as long as you raise that, I want to ask you something. You're going to vote, obviously, for the Republican candidate for Speaker, which will probably be John Boehner, right?
Yes, I will vote for the Republican candidate for Speaker.
Yeah, okay. And their voters are saying, a plague on everybody's house. They don't like Congress, they don't like the Democrats, and they don't like the Republicans. All the polls say it. They're sick to death of the gridlock. Well, of course, but of course, you were part of that, weren't you, when you were there?
Well, let me offer you this, Alan, a couple of things. Number one, you know, folks talk about, and rightly so, they want people working for them in Washington who actually can connect and work across the aisle. Right, Alan?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, when I was in Congress, the first thing I did, the first day I was there and, you know, talking with our fellow members, I got together with a fellow freshman, a Democrat, David Cicilline, and we started the Common Ground Caucus to bring Democrats and Republicans together. I was a co-chair of the Hurricane Irene Coalition to speed relief to our badly affected areas, horribly affected areas in the Northeast with Peter Welch, a great friend and a great Democrat. You know, I'm the doctor, the neighbor, not the career politician. So when we were asked in our 2012 debate, Mr. Maloney and I, have you ever voted for a member of the other party? I was asked that question first. It was at the debate at Marist College. I was asked the question first, and I said yes. And you know, Alan, there have been many times when I voted for Democrats because I vote for the person. I'm not a career politician. I'm not a political hack. I'm not a partisan. Mr. Maloney asked the same question. You know what his response was? No. Never in his life could he see past a party label and vote for someone in the other party? Apparently not. You know, and that's, you know, the words are words, Alan, but actions are actions. I have active Democratic leaders working with me and endorsing me in this campaign.
Nan Hayworth, we only have a minute, but I wanted to ask you, will there be debates this time?
Yeah, there will be. Alan, I don't know exactly how many, but there will be.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to them.
I want to offer our radio station, if you're interested, because we sort of blanket your area. We'd love to do it. In any case, this has been Congresswoman Nan Hayworth. She ran against Sean Patrick Maloney the last time. Thanks so much for being with us.
You bet.